and things that were penises all over the place. And when she walked and did her work, it was like this. And she was sensuous. All her sexuality was manifesting in her creative work. And I asked her, when she last had her last boyfriend that was satisfying her that way, what happened to her business? Oh, God, it almost went business. I basically said, well, I got this man, he's wealthy, I'm just going to dump it. And business went down to the bottom. And then she said, when the business went down, and then he wasn't what I expected, and then I almost lost my way of making a living, I said, I'm not going to do that again. And so in her perception, that man, she associated pain with having a guy, pleasure with security of having that company, and so she manifested her sexuality that way, according to her values. Am I making sense here? What I'm saying is that every single thing you're looking for, believe it or not, is already in your life. It's in a form you may not be acknowledging, recognizing, or realizing, but it's actually manifesting according to your true values, and you may not even be aware of what your true values are, and you may be trying to live somebody else's values and then expecting it to be in another form. Once you realize what your true values are, once you realize that you already have it, you can go to the bank and get it and have the ability to change form, because the bank is just a vehicle of money which changes forms of things. It's a means of exchange. How many are following along now with this? So what I do is I go, I look. Whatever I think I'm searching for in my life, I ask, what form is it in? And it is mind-boggling when you look at the creative ways these things are showing up in your life. Now, some people say, well, then, well, why would you even look for things? That's a great question. Why not acknowledge they're already there? When you acknowledge that you already have it, and you go out and you already got a guy when you go out to the dance floor, or you already got a girl, and you're not desperate, what happens on the dance floor? If you're not lacking, what happens? If you feel present and empowered, because remember, any area of your life you don't empower, somebody else overpowers you. If this woman with her husband did not empower certain areas of her life, the other woman might come in and overpower her. She will think the other person is doing this to her, but it's because she's just not empowering that area of her life, and this person's manifesting.